Shalom and Yeshua, this is Rabin Deborah Brandt, and today is day 11, Emuna, life in Messiah Yeshua, to live from Messiah. Philippians 1:20 to verse 23, our meditation verse for today. It all accords with my earnest expectation and hope that I will have nothing to be ashamed of, but rather, now as always, the Messiah will be honored in my body, whether it is alive or dead. For to me, life is the Messiah, and death is gain. For if by living on in the body I can do fruitful work, then I don't know which is to choose. I am caught up in a dilemma. My desire is to go off and be with the Messiah. That is better by far. Grant Jeffries wrote a book called Everyone Wants to Go to Heaven, but Nobody Wants to Die. Death is not natural. From the beginning, it was the Almighty Father's plan that man should rule and reign upon the earth and proclaim his name to every generation. Instead, Adam and Hava fell for the lies of the evil one, HaSatan, and sold man out to death. However, this did not take the Almighty Father by surprise, because Messiah was ready to undo the death sentence for mankind by willingly become a man to pay the penalty for sin and to make a way for all those who had put their faith in the blood atonement for their redemption. Genesis chapter 2-3. All the disciples willingly suffered a martyr's death for the sake of the kingdom. Shaul knew that ultimately the greatest thing to look forward to was to be in the presence of Yeshua, but he knew he still had a job to do, but eventually he would also be martyred for his testimony of Yeshua. Consider the charge that the New Testament faith is otherworldly, selfish, oblivious to this world's pains. On the one hand, death is gain. Philippians 1:21 and 23 teaches that when a believer dies, he is immediately with the Messiah in some unspecified way. Philippians 3:21 and 1 Corinthians 15:35 to 58. He will later receive a resurrection body. This is better by far for Shaul himself than staying alive, precisely because eternal life is the Messiah. Nevertheless, Shaul's choice is to remain alive because of you, because the Philippians need him. Conclusion, precisely because of his messianic faith, Shaul does not ignore the needs of this world, though recognizing the benefits to himself of the Olam Haba, or the world to come, he chooses to minister to others here in the Olam Haseh, this present world. Jewish New Testament Commentary. Our number one priority in life is to serve the Messiah and spread the Besorah, good news of Messiah Yeshua. The closer we get to Messiah's return, the more we are going to have to be steadfast and immovable in what he has called us to do. Each of us has a part to play in building the kingdom of Messiah. In this life, we are to honor Messiah in our body, whether in life or death, as stated by Shaul. We do not want to bring a reproach on the name of Yeshua by living a life that does not honor him. Joshua put it this way, or Yehoshua 24:14-15, which is his Hebrew name. Now therefore fear Adonai and worship him in sincerity and in truth. Get rid of the gods that your fathers had worshipped beyond the river and in Egypt, and worship Adonai. If it seems bad to you to worship Adonai, then choose for yourselves today whom you will serve, whether the gods that your father worshipped that were beyond the river or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will worship Adonai. The disciples of Yeshua made this commitment, and many thousands who followed after them to this day we are living in up to today. Choose this day whom you will serve. Man has free moral agency and can choose his eternal destiny as well as what he should do every day in his life. Other terms expressing volition are used over 4,000 times in Scripture. Whosoever will can be saved if he chooses the way of life. Or the gods of the Amorites. Joshua or Yehoshua was not giving them a choice only between the gods their fathers served beyond the Euphrates or the gods of the Amorites in Canaan. For the beginning of Joshua 24:15 shows that they had a choice between these gods and Yahweh Elohim. Joshua was seeking for a confession of faith in Yahweh Elohim from them, and this they made clearly to him in Joshua 24:16-20. Every day when I wake up, I say the following, which partly is from a Jewish morning prayer, but I've added additional sentence. Blessed are you, Adonai, King of the universe, who returns my soul from sleep. Thank you for another day to serve you. Ways we can serve him. Make him number one in your life. Study his word. Raise up our children in the way of Messiah and Torah. Serve in your local Messianic congregation. Help to reach the lost for Messiah. Be an intercessor. Use your gifts to build the kingdom of Messiah by helping others. Say yes to what he has called you to do in the kingdom of Yahweh. Be obedient and you will see the blessings that this world cannot give you. Do we make excuses why we can't obey our Almighty Father, or do we die to self daily and seek first his kingdom and his righteousness? Matthew 6:30 and verse 33. But if God so clothes the grass of the field which is alive and green today and tomorrow is cut out, thrown as fuel into the furnace, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? This is the Amplified translation. But first and most importantly, seek, aim at, and strive after his kingdom and his righteousness, his way of doing and being right, the attitude and character of God, and all these things will be given to you. How much more? This phrase signals a form of argument known in rabbinic literature as kal v. kilmer, light and heavy, corresponding to what philosophers call a fortiori reasoning. If A is true, then a fortiori, Latin, with even greater strength, B must also be true. The English phrase, how much more, equivalent to the Hebrew kol, sheken, expresses this sense and force. Explicit kal v'chomer arguments appear in the New Testament 21 times. A complete Jewish commentary. Mark 8:35-38, for whoever wishes to save his life in this world will eventually lose it through death. But whoever loses his life in this world for my sake and the gospel's will save it from the consequences of sin and separation from God. For what does it benefit a man to gain the whole world with all its pleasures and forfeit his soul? For what will a man give in exchange for his soul and eternal life in God's kingdom? For whoever is ashamed here and now of me and my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, the Son of Man will also be ashamed of him when he comes in the glory of his Father with his holy angels. Amplified translation. Let us repent of not being obedient to his word and be a doer of the word and not just a hearer only. Yaakov 1:22-25, Tree of Life version. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deluding yourself. But the one who looks intently into the perfect Torah, the Torah that gives freedom and continues in it, not becoming a hearer but forgets, but a doer who acts, he shall be blessed in what he does. Shalom in Yeshua.